Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The social media service Parler is suing Amazon Web Services after Amazon suspended it. It is popular with conservatives and extremist Trump supporters, and this comes after Twitter permanently banned the president and Facebook banned him at least through the end of his term. Let's look at these moves and some of the reaction with Derek Thompson. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic and joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And Derek, you know, Facebook and Twitter in particular have long struggled with how to handle misinformation from the president. So what do you make of their response to the insurrection now?
Right. I think the big question here is why now? I don't think you get very far by assuming that corporate America, and especially these large tech companies, randomly and spontaneously grew a conscience in the last 100 hours. I think it's important to state that these decisions came not only after these uniquely violent and deadly attack on the seat of the government, but also it came after Democrats achieved unified government in Washington, after the two victories in the Georgia Senate election, after Congress certified the electoral defeat of President Trump. These corporate decisions are nested within the political environment. If you're a company that is dealing with President Trump as the president for the next 4 years, in this alternative reality where a lot of Trump fans live in, where he actually did win the 2020 election, then it's really dangerous to muffle or silence the most powerful man in the world. But that's not what Trump is anymore. Trump is now a lame duck president who is facing his second impeachment in, I don't know, 370 days. And that, I think, is why you are seeing these decisions being made, not only by Facebook and Twitter, but also Snapchat, Amazon, Apple, the PGA, Golf Association, Twitch, Shopify. All of these companies are cutting ties with the president and his supporters at the same time, and it has to do with the political reality on the ground.
Well, to that point, I mean, the statement from Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, pointed to the certification of Biden's win as a seminal moment, as if there had maybe been some doubt up to that point. So I'm curious what kind of reaction you're seeing to these moves, both from experts, but also in the political arena.
I think that's a fantastic point. You're right. The obviousness of President Trump's loss in November has been clear to lots of people for many, many weeks, but it required this official certification of the electors for all of these companies to make this decision. Of course, also the violent attack on the Capitol. The reaction, I think, it's been interesting. On the one hand, I think you have a lot of conservatives who are saying that, you know, look, it's really dangerous to essentially have these private companies or publicly traded companies held by private individuals who are essentially acting like governments by, you know, silencing various people on their platform. And they're, you know, pointing to the fact that this is a dangerous precedent to set. I am more on the side of people like the ACLU, which is essentially saying that, look, the president has been using these social media platforms to seek out about the results of the election and incite a response to those so-called doubtful results that ended up killing people in a violent raid on the Capitol. So these moves, I think, are mostly long overdue rather than, I think, being an overreaction to the president. What he has done is historically unique, and it deserves a historically unique response.
Although, as you mentioned, the ACLU, they obviously came down hard on the president for, in their view, inciting the insurrection, but also said that they had some concern about taking him off of Facebook and Twitter. And I guess that sort of leads us to a question, Derek, about whether these moves are even effective, because after Twitter banned the president, the CEO of the social media platform, Gab, said that 10,000 users were joining that platform every hour on Saturday. Now, Gab is already popular on the far right. So, you know, if the president is forced off Twitter and Facebook, where does he go and where do his supporters go?
It's a great question. You know, you look at, you know, if they're not on Twitter, then where can they go? Well, maybe Facebook. Nope, Facebook has banned them. They can go to Twitch. Nope, Twitch has banned them. They can go to Parler. Nope, Parler has been taken down by Apple and Amazon. So where do they go next? Well, Gab is the next sort of candy in the Pez dispenser, I suppose you could say. It is the next one up. And you now see, obviously, the CEO of the social media platform Gab essentially saying that they are seeing record numbers of people join their site. But I wonder if you see the same sort of conspiracy theories and the same sort of violence being advocated for on Gab, is it going to face the same sort of censure that Parler did? I don't know the answer. And to your point, I think you're right. The ACLU has been both extremely critical of the president, but also concerned about these private companies, about these companies acting essentially as quasi-governments. I think it's possible that this could be a sort of one-off event, that the combination of Trump's loss, the Democrats' unified government, and the violent storming of the Capitol will mean that we have sort of a one-time pulse of corporate activity that tries to limit the president's exposure, and that this won't necessarily be a sense of things to come. This will be seen as sort of a unique moment in corporate censure of a president.
And of course, there are still questions to answer, like if these sort of formerly fringe websites are not really on the fringe anymore, what does that mean for our democracy? Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you, Derek, for joining us.
Thank you.